Good morning. Today's daf and nazir is Ches. This is going to be the final daf of the first parak of the Masechta. Yirtzeh Hashem, this morning we're going to be finishing this the parak, and it's a self-contained daf, meaning it's going to start with the Mishnah, the very top of the Amud, and that's where we're going to begin. But really, today's daf is connected to yesterday's daf, meaning to have full appreciation of today's daf. So what you really need to do is you really need to go over yesterday's daf. So right now, I'll hit pause. Go over yesterday's daf and then come back to today's daf, because really what the Gemara tried to do yesterday, not just tried but successfully accomplished, is be miyashiv. It tried to create a synthesis between the Mishnah that we learned yesterday and the Mishnah that we are learning right now, our Mishnah today. But if I may, in other words, I'm not going to go through all that, meaning like I just recommended, right? Pause, or right? Repeat yesterday's daf and then just go back to today's daf. But if I may, however, now that I got my head wrapped around this a little bit better, so hopefully I can articulate this really clearly, and I'm about to do so. Okay, so this is going to be like a quick 3-4 minute introduction, just understanding Nazir Olam and all of its permutations. Because now, as we approach here the end of the first parak of the Masechta, I can honestly say it's a little bit complicated. But what I'm going to try to do right now is I'm going to try to make this as smooth and as clear as possible. Okay, so first of all, let's not talk about Nazir Olam. Let's just talk about Stam Naziris, okay? Which has been a big part of this parak, and that is Stam Naziris. You're going to be a Nazir, and that's going to be term. And it's going to be for a finite amount of time. You can articulate what the time is. Now, the minimum number is 30, but it could be a month, 2 months, a year, 7 years, whatever. In other words, Stam Naziris is going to be for a term. And then what the Torah wants you to do is the Torah wants you to complete it, conclude it, count it successfully. At the conclusion, you're going to be bringing karbanos v'chule v'chule. That's the nazir as described in the Torah. It's really that simple. And then, as far as Torah, that's where Torah Shebichsav ends, and now here's where Torah Shebaal Peh begins. Okay? And there's something called Nazir Olam. But Nazir Olam, and this is where it gets complicated, now we are leaving the standard nazir of a term nazirus, and now we go to Nazir Olam. Nazir Olam can come in one of, I know this is going to be unbelievable, can come in one of three flavors. Can you imagine? You could be a Nazir Olam in one of three different ways. Okay, let's count it out. Okay, so number one, there's something called the Nazir Shimshon. Okay, now Nazir Shimshon may be so unique and so independent, I'm not even sure if we're going to bring this into the discussion over here. Meaning, because Shimshon was a Nazir, but it was the most unusual type of Nazirs. We had a Machlokas Tanaim just a couple days ago, whether or not he even declared himself to be a Nazir, or it was just a malach declaring himself to be a nazir. Nazir Shimshon's not allowed to get a haircut, and not allowed to get a haircut, and but is allowed to be metam lemes. Okay, so I say Nazir Shimshon, and if you could do the following right now, forget that I said it. I know that sounds funny, but okay, that's number one. There's something called Nazir Shimshon, but let's not even put that in the count. Okay, forms three different ways of Nazir Olam. One of them is what we're going to call now Nazir of Shalom. So Nazir of Shalom is basically you make a lifelong dedication to become a Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir for my whole life. Okay? And at that point in time, you're a Nazir Olam. So by Nazir Olam, so now what? So as we learned earlier in this parak, so you're going to be a Nazir for the entirety of your life. What you'll do is that you will be able when your hair gets too heavy, so then you can cut it all off and you'll bring karbanos, but you're going to just simply immediately just resume your naziris anew again. And it's not even renewing, meaning there's a bump, if you will, in the nazir of Shalom, in which you have this leniency, you have this allowance to go ahead and to cut your hair when your hair gets heavy. When is your hair going to get heavy? So we already saw earlier in this parak of Machlokas. It could be a year, it could be a month, it could be a week. Okay, fine. Anyway, so that's number one. That's what's called Nazir of Shalom. Okay. Now, number two, how can you be a Nazir indefinitely? You can take on Nazirs for 1,000 years. Okay? Good chances are, is that none of us are going to be making it 1,000 years. So you become a Nazir for 1,000 years. So now you're going to be a Nazir for the rest of your life. Not because it's, meaning, I know this one's a little bit funny, right? And I'm cheating a little bit, but not by much. So in other words, so you're a Nazir for the rest of your life, but it is a term Naziris. It just happens to be that you're never going to get to the end of that term. Okay. And then there's a third form of being a Nazir for the rest of your life, and that's what's called continuous Naziris. Consecutive Naziris. where I say, and this is going to be the first example that we're going to see this morning, I say I want to be a Nazir, right, just like the hairs on my head. So just like the hairs on my head, so each hair now is an individual, that's what we said in yesterday's daf, and the hairs on my head, they're not countable. So what I mean to say is that I'm going to be a Nazir all my life, but multiple Naziris all my life. So a Nazir, 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 and every 30 days what you're going to do is you're just simply going to go and you're going to bring karbanos. And you just simply keep, you go into this endless loop of 30-day Naziris, and you do that until the end. Good. Okay, so shall we? By Nazir Olam, there are three versions of Nazir Olam. By the way, everything I just said is in the beginning of today's rush, meaning that once I went through the rush today, I really got good clarity on the three categories of Nazir Olam. So I strongly recommend it. Go through it inside, see it inside, and it really helped me in terms of just getting my head fully wrapped around this. Okay, again, so just to quickly reiterate, there's a Stam Naziris, there's a term Naziris, which is what the Torah describes, which we also discussed earlier. That is a limited Naziris, which is what the Torah describes. And then on top of that, beyond that, there is a lifelong Naziris. We're going to call Nazir of Shalom. Where there again, when your hair gets heavy, you can go ahead and you can cut it. You're cutting it with a razor, by the way. In other words, it's not a haircut. You're cutting it with a razor. You bring your karbanos and then you reboot your Naziris, so to say. But that's Nazir of Shalom, and that obviously takes the rest of your life. There's a Nazir where you're going to be a Nazir, let's say, for 1,000 years. It's going to take you for the rest of your life, even though it's termed Naziris, but you're just not making it to the end of that Nazir. And then there is a repeating Naziris that is just going to go on an endless loop of 30 days, 30 days, 30 days, and that's going to go indefinitely, and that's the example of when I say I'm going to be a Nazir like the hairs on my head. Okay. And then the rush on that third category that I just laid out, where you're repeating Naziris. So the rush has an interesting question over here. In other words, when you go ahead and you do repeating, looping Naziris, so can you take a break between one and another? In other words, after you brought karbanos for one, can you pause for a moment and maybe drink a little bit and then start again? Okay, but anyway, the rush thinks you can't. But anyway, so those are three different types of lifelong Naziris. Good. Now I finally understand, and I'm sure I can even understand better. But in other words, and now with all that in mind, so now it's going to really help us navigate through today's daf. Let's get underway. So we're starting today on the top of Ches Amud Aleph. We're starting with the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings down the following scenario. Hareini Nazir Kisar Roshi. Uchafa Aretz Kuchol Hayam Ariz Nazir Olam. So if I say I'm going to be Nazir like the hairs on my head, like the dirt in the ground, like the sand by the ocean, so in all those cases, you're going to be a Nazir Olam, u'magalech achas l'shoshim yom. And you'll do giluach every 30 days. Now, it's funny. Without my introduction, we all would have been lost in the Mishnah. Right? You're a Nazir forever, and you're getting a haircut. I don't mean a haircut, meaning, in other words, megalech. You're shaving your head every 30 days. What? What does that mean? Because what the Mishnah here is describing is the looping Naziris, where you just keep doing it again and again and again, and indefinitely, but indefinitely looping every 30 days. Good. Now, Rabbi Omer, Ein Zeh Megalech Achas L'Shoshim Yom. So the Ve'ezu Megalech Achas L'Shoshim Hare Ale Naziris Kisar Roshi Uchafa Aretz Kuchol Yom. Now, Rabbi's nitpick over here is as follows. He's arguing with the Tanakhama, and he's arguing when you say the word Nazir, like the Tanakhama described, Nazir Kisar Roshi. So what the Tanakhama did with that is Nazir Kisar Roshi, I'm going to be a Nazir for every hair that I have. Hair, as we already described in yesterday's daf, is an uncountable amount. You can't count the number of hairs. At the same time, every hair is individual. And so therefore, according to the Tanakhama, it's looping Naziris, like I just described. Rebbe will tell you no. Because you said the word Nazir, Nazir is not in the plural, Nazir is in the singular. And because you said the word Nazir, so therefore when you say Nazir, even though you say Nazir like the hairs on my head, it's one Naziris. Now, how long is it going to be? Like the numbers of hair on your head. And again, that's not a countable number. So you're going to be a Nazir for the rest of your life. Okay. So then what's the difference between the Tanakhama and Rebbe? The difference is going to be what kind of indefinite Naziris are we talking about? According to the Tanakhama, it's a looping Naziris where every 30 days you're shaving and bringing karbanos. And according to Rebbe, it's one Naziris that's going to carry you until the rest of your life. Okay. And what Rebbe will agree that if I say, Hare Alai Naziris Kisar Roshi, I'm taking on multiple Naziros, like the hairs on my head, then Rebbe will agree that now we're in the looping consecutive Naziros. Harini Nazir Malah Habayis. Oh, Malah Kupa. So, a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, a house full of Naziros. Of course, that's a strange statement. What did he mean, a house full of Naziros? Alternatively, Malah Kupa. So, Bot Gimoso Amar Chas Gedola Nazarti. So Nazir Shoshim Yom. So, when he said a household of Naziris, what was his intention? So here, and I know, by the way, I get this question all the time, by Nadarim and Nazir, so ask him. And over here, we asked him. So why don't we do that every single time when we have some sort of suffix in terms of what the person meant? I get that question all the time, and typically I have no good answer. And probably the right answer is that what the Mishnahs want to tell us is that when the statements are made in this way and there's no explanation, what's the default understanding? That's usually the kind of answer I try to give. So anyway, over here we ask him, what did you mean, house full of Naziris? So he says, look, it's very simple. Well, here's what I meant. I meant that this, I'm going to be a Nazir. It's going to be a big deal for me. Like we said in yesterday's daf, meaning some expressions are just simply like, this is a really big deal. So he's not quantifying how long he's going to be a Nazir. All he's doing is just simply giving voice to the fact that I'm going to go a month without wine? That's crazy. But I'm going to do it. Okay, so fine. So over here, as emotional as he's getting over it, as far as the Naziris is concerned, so now we're looking at a standard Naziris. What is a standard Naziris? 30 days. Good. However, Imam Arstam Nazarti, but let's say he said the following. I don't know. Which is odd, which is one of the funnier things I'm going to be saying this morning. I don't know what I said. I mean, I know what I said, but I don't know what I meant. Meaning, I want to be a Nazir, a house full of Naziris. Oh, really? That's so exciting. What did you mean by that? I don't know. How about this? You tell me. Sure. Okay. Fine. So anyway, so okay, good. So now, so Rowan, Esakupa, Kilo, Malay, Chardal, and Nazir, Kol Yamav. So what we're going to do is that we're going to imagine that the house is filled with Chardal. Now, Chardal, I know this is going to be a funny sentence. Out of context, it makes no sense. Chardal are going to be like hairs of the head. Sure. Meaning hairs of the head of the earlier part of the Mishnah. Meaning chardal are really small. They're mustard seeds. They're really small. And they're basically not countable. And so therefore, what do we say about hairs on the head? So we're assuming like Rebbe. No, sorry. We're assuming like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah that we're looking into looping the zeros for the rest of your life. Right? In other words, each mustard seed, of course, is individual. At the same time, you can't count it. So now you're going to be in a endless loop of Naziris for the rest of your life. Good. That is what we're going to interpret. If he doesn't provide interpretation for his words, so this is how we're going to interpret it. The Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, meaning we didn't have to do that. Meaning now that we were given license to interpret his sentence and he said, I'm going to be a house full of Naziris, so we had to choose mustard seeds? Like, couldn't we choose, like, I don't know, watermelons or, you know, something where it's bigger, countable? Okay, like, couldn't we do that? The Gemara is going to ask that question. That was called a foreshadow. Good. Now, continuing in the Mishnah. So, Harini Nazir Mikanad Makom Ploni. I'm going to be Nazir from here until point B. So this should sound familiar because we did this in yesterday's daf. So, Omnim Kama Yamim Mikan V'ad Makom Ploni. Pachos Mishoshim Yom, Nazir Shoshim Yom, V'im Lav Nazir Kamin Yena Yamim. So over here, just figure out how many days it's going to be from point A to point B. If the number is less than 30, he's a Nazir for 30 days. If it's greater than 30, he'll be a Nazir based on the number of days that it's going to take him to get from point A to point B. And as we pointed out yesterday's daf, our Mishnah is talking about a case where he's al haderech. He started traveling. Since he started traveling, clearly over here, he wanted a Nazirus to cover the duration of his travel. And I quoted the Rush yesterday. Why not? Let's quote it again today. So yesterday the Rush said, why is he doing that? Shmira, Shmira Yaseira. Okay. In other words, I'm going to go on a long journey. I want a little more divine protection. So what better way of getting divine protection than doing a mitzvah? So over here, I'm going to be a Nazir for the duration of my travel. and he's ala derech, right? Started. And so under those circumstances, now we assume that what he meant now is that he's going to be a nazir. It's one nazirus based on the number of days traveled. Perfect. That's how we understood the mission yesterday. We're sticking with that understanding. Hareini, so I'm sorry, Nazir V'yam Lav, Nazir Kaminyan Yamim. I'm sorry. Hareini Nazir Kaminyan Yamos Achama. So he's a Nazir like Minyan Yamos Achama, like the days of the year. But when we talk about year, we obviously have to take 2 years into account, right? In other words, what we do is that we count the solar year, we count the lunar year. All of our Yamim Tovim are based on the lunar year, but at the same time, we are fully recognizing and acknowledging that there's a solar year as well. Right, and what we do is that we balance the two. Okay, that you've heard me say this before. The balancing act of balancing the solar year and lunar year is one of the greatest mathematical feats that was done, and it goes so under the radar. It's underrated, right? The Gemara doesn't underrate it, but generally speaking, you know, a shrug of the shoulders as we look at the calendar. Oh yeah, right, right. Every 19 years, right, for every 19 years, there's a schedule where they're going to be adding an extra month, 7 of those 19 years. Okay, good. Great. Perfect. Meanwhile, what that was a mathematical computation so that when the calendar was set approximately 1700 years ago, so that there would be agreement between the solar year and the lunar year. And so that the lunar year would always be running alongside the solar year, obviously with a little bit of fluctuation. But meanwhile, that has been working and will continue to work for the foreseeable future, right? Mashiach should come today, and so we'll no longer need it. But meanwhile, it is an unbelievable mathematical computation that they did 1700 years ago. Correct. That is absolutely correct. So over here, when he says the year, he means he's saying the solar year. So Kaminyan Yamos Achama. So now, Mona Nazir is Kaminyan Yamos Achama. So that means to say that when he says, I'm going to be a Nazir, Kaminyan Yamos Achama, so that means that he's going to be a Nazir 365 times over. Okay, could someone help me with the math? That means that's going to be 365 consecutive 30-day Naziris. Okay. It's not that long. Huh?
A thousand
what?
Oh, sorry.
No. 10,000. 10,000. And right? And so now I'm saying, and how many years? How many years is that going to take?
About 30 years.
Okay.
One per year.
Right? Got it. Okay, good. Okay. Easy numbers to crunch. Good. So it's about 30 years in his years. I'm Rav Yehuda, Maisahaya, and Kevin Shehishle Mace. And Rabbi Yehuda tells us a story, and that is that the person accepted upon himself 365 Nazirus, and he wrapped him up, in other words, 30 years later, and then he died. Okay. Admittedly, by the way, the last point of the story, not clear exactly what he meant, meaning I know what he meant in the context of the Mishnah. In other words, it's complete a bull. In other words, when he says 365 Nazirios, so what he means is 365 times 30 days. And so therefore, it is subject to completion. And the person, in fact, completed it. And afterwards, he died. It just, whatever. I think the Mishnah is kind of...
What if he was 90 years old?
Right, correct. I think the Mishnah is also trying to intimate something else on top of that. Whatever. Okay, anyway. Okay, so what do we have now in our Mishnah? So we have in this Mishnah over here, the last Mishnah of the first parak. So we have different ways of turning into a indefinite nazir. Okay, so in the first case of the Mishnah, not much to discuss. In other words, go back to yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf really discussed the first case of the Mishnah. What we're going to be focusing on is the case of the Mishnah where he says, "I'm going to be a houseful of nazir, a houseful of nazir." A strange sense. And if we ask him, please interpret. And he says it's a big deal. So good. Okay, good. We'll encourage you. We'll give you support. It's a big deal. But meanwhile, it's one nazir of 30 days. If, on the other hand, his response is, oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. So if that's his response, then we're going to interpret. And how is our interpretation going to go? It's not going to go good for him. In other words, our interpretation is that the house is filled with mustard seeds. Mustard seeds are each individualized, at the same time uncountable. And so that's going to take him into his looping nazirus that will cover him for the rest of his life. Oh, okay, good. So so why don't we just simply say the following? And that is, why don't we not look at the house that's filled with mustard seeds? Why don't we look at the house that's filled with watermelon? And so watermelon is perfectly countable, right? You fill a house with watermelon. Okay, so let's say there's 100 watermelon. I'm just throwing out numbers. So let's say there's 100 watermelon. So what does that mean now? Okay, so that means now that he's going to be serving 100 nazirios. But 100 nazirios is going to come to conclusion. So rather than giving the interpretation of mustard seeds, which is never going to come into conclusion, that's like hairs on the head, that turns into the endless loop of 30 days. So why don't we interpret that the houseful is filled with watermelon, and since it's filled with water, and if that would be interpretation, that is a nazirus that will come to an end. It's such a straightforward question. So I'm Rechizkiya b'machlokishnuya. So Chizkiya says, look, I'll tell you why, because we have the following machlokis. Meaning, what Chizkiya is effectively going to say is that you're right. Meaning, there is a school of thought that would represent that our interpretation would be more lenient for him. But there's also a school of thought that we're going to interpret to be more strict. How do I know that there are two schools of thought? We have the following machlokis. I'm Rechizkiya b'machlokishnuya. Rabbi Shimon Hida Amar Adam. Machnis atzmo l'davar shesveko chamar mivadai. So Shitas Rabbi Shimon is that when a person commits himself to being a Nazir, and even though there's a little bit of suffix involved, so nevertheless, he's going to always side on being more strict, even though there's some doubt in it. Now that's, I conveyed his intent, but it's a vague statement. So what exactly is he talking about? The Gemara immediately launches into what exactly he's describing. The Tanya, we have the following. Okay, so person does the following, and we're going to see a couple of these types of examples over the course of our Masechta. I'm going to be a Nazir, but only if I got a pile over there, and it must contain a kor. Kor is the equivalent to 30 sa. It's a volume. It's a large volume. Okay, so I'm just going to add a little bit of drama over here, just to make it a little more, a little more exciting. And that is that he just harvested. It looks like a tremendous amount. He wants to thank a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And you know what? If I have a full core of grain or whatever I collected, so I'm going to become a Nazir. Maybe as a way of thanking Hashem. All right, whatever the case is. So, okay, good. So now what he's going to do is that he made his Nazirus, but it's contingent. And it's contingent on whether or not this pile has the requisite amount of volume. Now, next step, of course, is he's going to count it. If it has a core, he's a Nazir. If it has less than a core, he's not going to be a Nazir. So far, so good. You know what happens next? Next morning, he gets there in order to count, and it's stolen. Okay. So now, it's a simple question. So he is a Nazir based on contingency, but now it's unresolved because he doesn't know how much there was. It was stolen. It was lost. So now, is he going to be a Nazir? Yes or no? Everyone knows where we're going here. It's a machlokas. So the Rabbi Shimon knows there. And Shesafik Nazirus Lachem and Rabbi Yehuda. Matir Shesafik Nazirus Lachel. So over here, it's a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon's of the position that he's going to be a Nazir. We don't know if the condition was fulfilled. Okay. But there's a chance that there was 100, that there was Mea Kor. Yeah, 100 Kor. So there was a chance that there was Mea Kor. So since there was a chance in that happening, so Rabbi Shimon says, we're going to be a Machmir, and he's going to be a Nazir. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I know, but there's also a chance that there wasn't the 100 Kor. And since there was a chance that there wasn't, so he's not accepting himself to be a Nazir. If the pile was there, any measure, the end was 100 Kor, he's going to be a Nazir. But out of Suffolk, he's not going to be a Nazir. And so what the Gemara now is projecting is the following. Just like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about this case over here, where it's clearly a case of Suffolk, and are we going to be strict? That's Rabbi Shimon. Are we going to be lenient? That's Rabbi Yehuda. And now the Gemara is assuming that our Mishnah, which says that how we're going to interpret his statement of house full of Nazir, mustard seeds, that's a stricter interpretation. That's Rabbi Shimon. meaning what Chizkiah is proposing is our Mishnah is following the school of thought of Rabbi Shimon. And that means, of course, that Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't agree with our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yehuda would say that, no, don't go with the stricter interpretation. Go with a more lenient interpretation. A house full of watermelon, not a house full of mustard seeds. Okay, that's... And according to Rabbi Shimon, right. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, you'd be a nazir for your whole life, right? Which is our Mishnah's position. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, you'd be a nazir based on number of watermelons. Meaning, each watermelon will represent a separate nazirus, but there are 100 watermelons. Okay, good. So, what's it called? 10 years. 10 years of nazirus. So, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Afilo Tehma, Rabbi Yehuda... Rav Yochanan says, I don't think the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon argument regarding the Me'akor case is comparable to our case. Consider. In the 100 Kor case, so he said, I'm going to be another contingent on. This pile has to be 100 Kor. Does it have or does it not have? Good. So if everything went well, he would go in and count and, okay. If it had, he's a Nazir. If it doesn't, he's not a Nazir. And then what happens? It was lost or was stolen. So what Rabbi Shimon's going to tell you is the following. When I said that I'm going to be tying my Nazirs to this condition, I'm going to be a Nazir whether the condition is fulfilled or even possibly fulfilled. That's the mindset according to Rabbi Shimon. And what Rabbi Yehuda will argue is that no, I'm only going to be a Nazir if the condition is definitely fulfilled. Okay. What Rav Yochanan says is that in our case over here, he's definitely a Nazir. He said he's going to be a Nazir. It's now only a question of the duration of the Nazirus. It's different. The cases are different. So on my law, the Gemara says, V'lechse l'kupa kilo malei kishuun duluin v'tavle tekanta. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we do the following? And why don't we say that the house is filled with kishuin diluin, right? These large gourds, and now there is a way to resolve because hasakadacha nazirusu dekabel lave. So maybe it really does. Maybe what he took upon himself is to be separate nazirios, and once he finished the first one, so now there is a suffix as to whether or not he should move on to another one. But again, there's two alternate ways to understand his statement of house full of Nazirus, and he already served one, and now whether or not he needs to serve more is going to be subject to interpretation. So you know what? Maybe this case is in fact comparable to the case of the Me'akor, and what the Gemara now is proposing and suggesting is, I don't know if it's really different. So as now we move to the top of the next Amud. So the Gemara says, well, Rabbi Yehuda Savar like a Rebbe. So the Gemara says, well, I could offer the following as a suggestion. And that is that Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? Rebbe of our Mishnah, the one that we learned at the beginning of today's daf. Ditnan, Rebbe Omer, Ein ze megalech achas l'shoshiyam, ve'ezer she megalech achas l'shoshiyam, ha'amer ele nezirus kesar roshi, uka'afar uka'cholayam. According to Rebbe, when you say the word nazir, so nazir is never to be interpreted as multiple nazirios, meaning nazir is one nazir. Only when you say Nazirus in the plural, then and only then are you talking about multiple Nazirus. That is Shita's Rebbe. Now that the Gemara has Rebbe Yehuda aligned with Rebbe, and he says, I'm going to be a Nazir Kemelo Akupa. So now what does that mean? So according to Rebbe Yehuda, who's now aligned with Rebbe, it's one Nazirus, and it's now just a question of duration. And it's one Nazirus, and it's a question of duration. So now, that's why our Mishnah is going to be saying that we're going to look at the house that's filled with mustard seed, meaning the duration is going to be indefinite. But in other words, but it's one Nazirus. Okay, so this is a way to have Rabbi Yehuda now, in fact, align with our Mishnah, because the Gemara is now siding with putting Rabbi Yehuda together with Rabbi. The Gemara says, I don't think it works out. In fact, it doesn't work out. Rav Yehuda Mistavel Lakarabi, the Gemara says, I'm going to show you a number of reasons why it is you can't have Rav Yehuda aligned with Rabbi. Number one, Vatanan, Harin Nazir Kamin Yemosa Chama, I'm Rav Yehuda Maisa, Haya Vekem Shesh Lemeis. So Iyamar Bishlam Nizirus Kamikabalav Hainu Tam Dekem Desh Lemeis. Eli Iyamar Chadin Nizirus Kibalave Mihava Ashlamakla. First of all, go back to our Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah said, I'm going to be a Nazir based on the number of solar days. And so that means that he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Multiplied by 365. Good. That was our Mishnah. The end of itself is fine. And then Rabbi Yehuda followed up with a story. Let me tell you a story. It's not an exciting story, but it punctuates exactly this point. I know a guy who did exactly that. Took on 365 Nazirios, and even though he said the word Nazir, but it means there are 365 times 30 day Nazirios. And then after he served them all, he died. Okay. So that's just proof number one, submission number one, that there's no way that Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to Rabbi. That when you say the word Nazir, it can be interpreted as multiple Nazirios. And Va'od and the Gemara says, and I'll do it again, another way. Me suffer like a Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi. I know from the following Va'atanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harin Nazir Minyan Hilkati Kayetz Minyan Shibali Shmita. So I'm going to be a Nazir based on Hilkati Kayetz. Hilkati Kayetz is talking about the crop in the summertime. Right? The word kayetz, we interpret to mean the summer, because that's the word we use to describe the summer. But the kayetz is really the cutting of the figs and the drying of the figs during the summer season. In Eretz Yisrael, summer is really hot, no rain. And so what the figs do is that they dry over the course of the summer. So and I have a whole bunch of figs that are out there in the field and they're drying. And you know what? You see all those figs over there? I'm going to be a Nazir based on the number of figs that are over there. Or Shibali Shmita. Right, the leftover sheaves after the Shemitah year. So what do you do? Someone in his ear is coming in Hilkati Kayetz, coming in Shibali Shemitah. The Gemara's assumption over here is that the figs are like hairs of the head. Again, I know it's such a funny sentence, but in other words, I'm talking categories, like I set out in the beginning of today's shiur, meaning that it is definitely a number, not countable. And so therefore, it gets you into this endless loop of Nazirus. That is Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. And now, what comes out over here is the following. What language do you use? Hareini? Nazir. So you see you're using the word Nazir, comes out to multiple Nazirus. So what do you want to tell me, that Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe? It's not true. Rebbe Yehuda doesn't hold like Rebbe. I gave you not one, but two pieces of evidence that Rebbe Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe. Now on this last one, the Gemara balks just a little bit. Minyan Shani, the Gemara says, well, because over here in this last case, when he with the dried figs, he said Harini Nazir Minyan Hilkati Kayetz. So he did say the word Nazir, but he also said the word Minyan, and Minyan allows us to say multiple Nazirus, even though he used the word Nazir. Okay, fine. I know this is, I'm aware, this is really technical discussion over here in terms of interpretation of words and whether a Nazir can mean a single Nazirus or multiple Nazirus. I understand. This is an extremely technical discussion. Umishani lele Rabbi Minyan. The Gemara says, are you right about that? I'm not sure if you're right about that. That by adding the word Minyan, it makes the word Nazir interpretable, that it means multiple Nazirus. I don't know if you're right about that. Vatanya, Harin Nazir Kaminyan Mosachama Mona Nazirus. Kiminyan Yamosa Chama. Kimeha Lavana. Mona Kimeha Lavana. So fine. So you say, I'm going to be a Nazir like we said earlier, days of the solar year. Good. That's 365 consecutive Nazirios. Or days of the month, 30 consecutive Nazirios. So, when he said month, he meant lunar year. Okay, same point. I just got the number wrong. It's 354 Nazirios. Rebbe Omer, Achi Omer Nazirios, Alai Kemin Yemos Echama, Ukemin Yemos Alavana. So, and what did Rebbe say? Rebbe said, you can't use the word Nazir because, as we learned back in the Mishnah, and we're reiterating again, according to Rebbe, the only time that you mean multiple Nazirios, if you say the word Nazirus, not the word Nazir. Okay, and over here, the only point the Gemara is making, is such a nuanced point, is that even though you use the word minyan, you still have to use the word nazirus for Rebbe. Okay. So Rebbe Yehuda Savla Kavasa Bechada, Palagala Bechada. So the Gemara says, okay, so I got it. I know where Rebbe stands on this issue. According to Rebbe, the only time a person means multiple Nazirus is when he said the word Nazirus, not the word Nazir. I get that. As far as Rebbe Yehuda is concerned, what I'll tell you is that Rebbe Yehuda will balk. Sorry. Rebbe Yehuda will split the decision. So Rebbe Yehuda, Savalei Kavasa Bechada, Upalagala Bechada. Savalei Kavasa Bechada, Nazirus Kibbal Alavei, Upalagala Bechada, Dealer Rebbe Yehuda, Shani Leimona, and Rebbe Lo Shani Leimona. So it could be that. On one hand, where Rebbe Yehuda will agree with Rebbe, is that the when you say the word Nazir, when you say the word Nazirus, so that can mean that does in fact mean that it's one Nazir. On the other hand, when you say the word Minyan, so Minyan can take Nazir and convert that into multiple Nazirus. Okay. Hopefully, not hopefully. Everyone's a little bit lost right now. Okay. I'm sorry. The basic point, the Gemara here, it's a little bit of a complicated cheshbon. Okay. Let's just quickly summarize the entirety of, not the daf, but just this last section over here. In our Mishnah, the person said, I'm going to be a house full of Nazir. Okay. If he says, when I meant it's a big deal to me, great. You're a Nazir for 30 days, great. If on the other hand, he says, you tell me what I meant. You give me the interpretation, so we're going to tell him, what you meant was that the house is going to be filled with mustard seeds, and you're going to be now in an endless loop of Nazirus. Okay? Like hairs on the head, like we started our daf today. Okay. And the Gemara says that's a strict interpretation. Wow, how did you do that? Why did you do that? Why don't you give a lenient interpretation? And what the Gemara then suggests is that the proposal is that that's a machlokus, whether or not we're going to go with a looser interpretation of a statement or a stricter interpretation of the statement, and that would in fact be a machlokus between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. In a somewhat comparable case, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda are having this debate about whether we're going with stricter or looser interpretation, so then we're just simply going to plug that in over here. The way we're interpreting the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, stricter interpretation, as opposed to if you're Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to go with a looser interpretation. Okay. And then what the Gemara then did is a discussion in terms of whether or not the cases are comparable or not comparable. Let's just leave it like that. And it got a little bit complicated, but that's basically what the Gemara then did. Are the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, about the core, mea core, is it comparable to our Mishnah, yes or no? Okay. And now we get to finish up the daf today, Tanu Rabbanan. First of all, Braisa, this one's easy. Harini Nazir kol yimei chayai, harini Nazir olam, if he says I'm going to be Nazir my whole life, am I going to be a Nazir Olam? So I'm raising Nazir Olam. So now you're a Nazir Olam. Again, go back to my introduction to today's daf. Which Nazir Olam are we talking about? The Avshalom version of Nazir Olam. Meaning, in other words, you are going to be in a continuous state of Nazir your whole life, but with the option of, when your hair gets too heavy, so you get to shave it off with a razor. Bring the karbanos. However, if you say, not Nazir Olam, but Afilo Me'ashana, Afilo Elef Shanim, Ains a Nazir Olam as an Ela Nazir Olam. If, on the other hand, I say I'm going to be a Nazir for 1,000 years, 100 years, so now you're going to be a Nazir, but with no option of shaving your head. In other words, because this is a term Nazirus, but the term is going to outlast your life. So you're going to basically be a Nazir for the rest of your life. You have no option over here for Giluach. Again, once you go back to the introduction, the beginning of today's daf. In other words, you know the categories, but now you get to see it work out in these braisas. Tanu Rabbanan. Another. Hareini Nazir v'achas. I'm going to be a Nazir and then one. Okay, so I know we said this yesterday, but we get to say it again. So that's Nazir plus another Nazir. So monish time. So now you're a Nazir two times over. Good. V'od. Let's say you add the word v'od. So you say, Hareini Nazir v'achas. The ode. Okay, so that's 1, 2, and 3. Good. Bryce says, Mona Shalosh, you count 3. Now let's say Vishuv. So, right? It's like Chai Gadja right now. So you say Harini Nazir and Achas and the ode, and you say Vishuv. So, Mona Arbis. And what you're going to do now is you're going to count 4 Nazirios. So far, so good. So the Gemara says Pshita. Okay, great. I got it. The Bryce is there to give us Chidushim, to tell us novel ideas, things that we wouldn't have figured out on our own. The Brisa seems to be making a point that's so obvious, like what's happening over here. So ma'od detema v'shuv kikulo v'avileishes ki kamash malan delav. So the Gemara says, look, in other words, for you math people out there, so the Gemara says that maybe the consideration would have been geometric progression, meaning that when I said I'm going to be a nazir, that's one, and achas, add another one, and v'od, and add another one. So now we're up to three. And when you say v'shuv could be maybe, and repeat all the above, meaning so now the v'shuv is not going on the last, but rather it's going on everything up until the last. Oh, okay, good. That could have been an interpretation. And what the Bryce is telling us is that no, that's not the correct interpretation. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Hareini Nazir Simchas Omer. I'm sorry. Tana Rabbanan. Hareini Nazir. So, Simchas Omer Hein Achas. Okay. Took me a while to decipher. The word hein, so when you say the word hein, so what do you talk? You're talking in Greek, okay? Sometimes people hear the Gemara, is that right? That's how it sounds to them. Over here, it's actually Greek. So the word hin over here, I'm probably not pronouncing it correctly. So over here, basically what you did is you said the number, but you gave the numeric number in Greek. Okay, so you're Nazir 1. Now, if on the other hand you say, I'm going to be a Nazir digun. Okay, so what's digun? So two in Greek. Okay, now modern Greek, classic Greek. I don't know any Greek, so right. You'll need somebody who has any knowledge of Greek. So trigon. Okay, now trigon over here. So the Russian gear says triton. Okay, this one I know. Okay, so that's three. So that's shalosh. Tetragon. We all hear it. So arba. That's four. Pentagon. Chamesh. Okay, good. Perfect. I guess the whole point over here is that you give a number and you say the number in another language, it works, which again seems to be a pretty obvious point. Tana Rabbanan. Basically, digon, trigon, pentagon, enu matame benegaim, tetragon, matame benegaim. And then finally, the Gemara concludes and ends today with a halacha totally unrelated to Nazir, but having to do with numbers. So we spoke out the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So in order for a house to be eligible and subject to Tumas Negayim, so it needs to be a house with four corners. Four walls, four corners. Okay? It has to be a tetragon in order for it to be subject to Tumas Negayim. So my taima. So the Gemara says it's based on a series of Pesukim and Drashas. So, and the reason why is that Lamatu Omer Kiros and Lamala Omer Kir Kiros Are Kanarba. Okay, in other words, an assortment of psukim that we're basically piecing together. The Torah does not describe kir, but a wall, but rather kiros, walls. We know that anytime you give a plural, you're going to assume the smallest number. Tafasta, merubalo, tafasta. So the word kiros means two. It says the word kiros not once, but twice in the parsha of Nigebatim. So as a result of that, it comes out to four. 2 + 2 = 4. Okay, that's my easy math for today. Anyway, so the only houses that are eligible for Tumas Negayim is a four-walled house, four-cornered house, four-walled house. Which means that, it's funny, if you want to make your house impervious to Tumas Negayim, so what you do is that you add another corner to the house, alternatively you make it circular. In other words, you just simply don't make it a four-walled house, and then it becomes impervious to Tumas Negayim. Okay, Hajolach Kol Kinuye, and that is the end of our perek. Okay, and here, okay, a little summation of today's daf, really a extraordinarily technical daf, but what I did finally do today is really just get a good, much better sense of the various versions and variations of a Nazir La'olam. Meaning that Nazir in the Torah is a term Nazirus. Again, Stam Nazir is 30 days, but you can make it as long as you want, as short as you want. No, you can't make it as short as you want. The minimum is going to be 30 days. Fine. But then after that, there's a Nazir La'olam. There is what is a continuous Nazirus that's going to last indefinitely. And three variations of that. Unbelievable. Three variations of the continuous Nazirus. Number one is Nazir Avshalom, where you're Nazir for your whole life, but with an option to go ahead and shave your head when your hair gets too heavy. And then when you do shave your head, you're going to be bringing karbanos. What's the schedule of hair getting too heavy? Go back. We did that earlier in the parak. That's one. Two is a term Nazirus, but the term is so long that it's going to outlast your life. You're Nazir for 1,000 years. Good. There, that's it. You're Nazir. Right, options for karbanos, no options for karbanos, meaning it's just that going to be that the Nazir is going to outlast your life. And then finally, number three is the endless looping nazirus that will take you for the rest of your life. Every 30 days, you're going to be shaving, bringing karbanos, and you just keep doing that repeatedly again and again, indefinitely. And when you say, for example, I'm going to be nazir, like the hairs on my head, and as we learned in yesterday's daf, what that means is that I'm pointing to something which on one hand is individual, on the other hand is not countable, so once I do that, so then what I'm doing is going into an endless series of nazirus. I said all this in the beginning of today's daf, I say it at the end of today's daf, and good. And what we basically did in the course of today's daf was that we just went over a series of statements, examples in which it fits into one of those three categories, depending on the statement that you said, and also depending on the interpretation. And finally, the last thing I just want to summarize in terms of today's daf is that when you make a nazirus contingent on an event or an effect, and then it's undeterminable. And so, for example, you say, I'm going to be a nazir. If this has mea kor, you go measure it the next day and it's stolen or it's lost the next day. So what do we say under those circumstances? Are you a nazir? You're not a nazir? That's the machlokus between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says you are a nazir. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not. And the Gemara says that the machlokus is a predicate of when you accept upon your nazirus, you include even cases of suffik. Are you incorporating suffik as part of your declaration and your commitment? Rabbi Shimon would say yes. Rabbi Yehuda would say no. And then a big part of today's discussion is, would that also affect our Mishnah? When the Mishnah says, I'm going to be a houseful of Nazir, and we're going to interpret, and the interpretation was that we're going to look at the houses filled with mustard seeds, which is a strict interpretation. So would that also connect and relate to the Machlokas of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda? That was a big part of today's daf.